to take the steps necessary and have the conversations necessary and make the compromises necessary.
National Security Advisor Mike Waltz just told Fox Ukraine's president acted ridiculous, arguing with President Trump at the White House Friday on a minerals deal with the U.S. Part of the talks to end the Russian war was not signed.
President Zelensky truly did his country a real disservice by not having a positive outcome Friday.
Fox's Jackie Heiner reports from the White House.
President Zelensky said late last night as he was departing London, he is ready to sign that minerals deal. But after European leaders met with Zelensky this weekend, they said they've got Ukraine's back, but they need the U.S. And Zelensky said this.
We are not making any steps back. This is our policy, to be consistent, regardless of what happened before.
We may hear a lot about Ukraine and ending the war with Russia when President Trump addresses Congress tomorrow night in what's like a State of the Union address. He posted on Truth Social this morning, it'll be big, and he'll tell it like it is. And speaking of Congress,
the Senate will take its first procedural vote tonight on the Protecting Women and Girls Sports Act. The bill would ban biological males from competing in women's sports. It passed the House in January with support from only two Democrats, signaling a challenge for Senate Republicans to get 60 votes with help from Democrats.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Federal employees have until tonight to write yet another email to again detail five accomplishments on the job last week, pushed by Elon Musk and Doge. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt tells Fox the goal is
to fundamentally transform our federal government, to cut through the bureaucracy.
Now, there's trouble at Baltimore's airport this morning. A power outage is affecting the main terminal. Some flights are still taking off, but many inbound planes headed to Baltimore are being diverted to other airports. America's listening to Fox News.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over six times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy...
Good morning, 9:03 at News Radio 92.3. It's 53 and sunny in Pensacola. The final journey for the SS United States ends very soon. That ship is now in Mobile Bay. It's slowly headed towards the Port of Mobile and Modern American Recycling. Crews there are going to strip it down and prepare it to become the largest artificial reef in the world. Of course, it'll be sunk about 5 nautical miles to the south of Destin and Fort Walton Beach. Now, the dock and facility where it's headed are not open to the public, so there won't be any public viewings. But once the preparations are made, they'll be finding an official location to sink that vessel as a reef. The 60-day Florida legislative session starts tomorrow in Tallahassee.
It's going to be very different than what we've seen over the past 2 to 4 years, where everybody kind of got along and everybody was kind of rowing in the same direction.
That's Skylar Zander with Americans for Prosperity. Only time will tell if Governor DeSantis and Republican lawmakers are back on civil terms after infighting over immigration just last month. The biggest pressing issues for this session include cost of living, property insurance, and the state budget. 9:04, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to have a mostly sunny sky day today with temperatures warming up near 67 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 59. On Tuesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Showers and thunderstorms move in Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning with a threat of some strong storms. By Wednesday afternoon, things clear out, 69 degrees for that high. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 53 and sunny in Pensacola. Our next news at 9:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
The views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily those of this station, but those of the sponsors, Armada Advisors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it is Monday morning, and we've got on the phone with us our friends from Armada Advisors. What happened? You got a little traffic, did you?
Yes, I am. I mean, I am actually in this traffic jam. There's been a wreck on Interstate 10 near the Davis Highway exit. And anyway, trying to get there.
Okay. Well, we can still chat if you are okay with chatting from the car. We don't want you to lose any of your
airtime. We're okay right now.
Okay, good, good.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. It's good to be appreciated.
Of course.
Anyway, and actually I have my associate, my son, Trevor, is actually en route. He's probably there, going to be walking to the station momentarily. So
okay, so this is Wesley then.
Where, whatever.
Good morning, Wesley. It's great to hear from you. So we're talking with Wesley Odom. He is the president and owner of Armada Advisors here in Pensacola, and they're located at 1800 North East Street, and he's been doing financial advising now for over 30 years, and they currently manage, I think the number's even higher now from the last show, I want to say between $165 to $170 million. They specialize in all types of financial advising, from traditional wealth management, where they'll actually help you build a portfolio of individual stocks and bonds, and they sometimes use ETFs or mutual funds. And he's also active in the 401k industry and frequently serves as a successor trustee and executor for clients. So, and Wesley's also a former naval officer and Vanderbilt University graduate. Go Vols. No, not Vols. Wait.
No, go Doors. Go Doors.
Doors, thank you. I was close. So anyway, what is happening in the world right now in terms of investment? And we've had some changes since the beginning of the year. Are you starting to see some of the effects of those changes in March? Or what do you think is going to be happening this month?
Well, I mean, you know, we had, it's rather been a mixed year. I mean, you know, the stock market, I think, is probably up marginally year to date right now, I think. And it kind of goes into what our thesis has been since the beginning of the year. We first started to be interviewed by you guys in January. And basically, we said then we expect a year might be somewhere between, you know, 5 and 10% the entire year. So we're kind of going into that thesis. And I think that the best sectors we're seeing right now have been healthcare, really has been really doing well this year to date.
And
technology, believe it or not, has been suffering.
That's interesting, because I think you were saying that last year healthcare did not do as well.
Right. Healthcare was only up 1% last year, and the year before that it was negative. But there's a tremendous amount of companies that are really coming out with some drugs that are going to extend people's lives and do amazing things. I think a lot of the investors who were attracted to biotechnology companies kind of got away from that sector to go into this tech. And now we're seeing a rotation out of some tech names back into healthcare because they think they look at the growth patterns and say, hey, this is really undervalued, and they're kind of, you know, making their investments that way. So I'm not saying that tech is dead. I mean, we had really fantastic earnings that came out last week with NVIDIA. They were really good. But if you notice, the stock has pulled back a little bit from that. And it goes to say that, you know, even though you had a great company and great earnings, It's just because of that is not doesn't necessarily mean the stocks kind of go off the cliff, either one way or the other.
Now, we were definitely seeing a difference in NVIDIA from last year, and it's interesting because you had mentioned them when we talked last time. Are they still considered one of the best performing stocks?
Well, in year to date, you know, they're not doing as well as you know, they did last year. I mean, last year, I think NVIDIA was up something like 100-some-odd percent. I think if you look at over the last 12 months ending in February, I think NVIDIA is up like 55%, which is phenomenal. And if you look closely at their earnings reports, you know, like recently, they counted like $35 billion last quarter. And this quarter, they're saying that they think the earnings are going to look like around 42 billion. So that in itself is like a 20% increase from where they ended the fourth quarter. So they're still getting, a phenomenal amount of business. And they talked about in the earnings report where their money is coming from, and they got Toyota, for example, as a new client. They're going to start buying their chips and putting them into cars. They also they've already been doing this for Mercedes, which one of the first. They're doing this for Volvo. They're doing this for almost every Chinese manufacturing automobile, which is amazing. So it makes you wonder where we're going with this, but it's we're talking a major revolution is happening in technology, and they're doing this AI thing with all the big players like Amazon. They're doing things with them, and so at least big companies are investing in the technology because they realize that artificial intelligence and rapid computing power is mandatory if you want to move forward with this. This new way of doing business, so to speak, where we're going to be more reliant upon faster transactions and also actually automated driving, believe it or not.
Do you have a favorite stock now going into 2025? Are you going to stay with the technology, you think, or is there another area? You mentioned healthcare.
Well, I think that you have to do a diversified portfolio. I'm not abandoning technology stocks altogether. I think that you just have to look at valuations and your risk tolerance and figure out, okay, where do I feel like I need to be positioned? I think that, we are adding more positions into healthcare and have been for a while, and we still buy some technology, but we're not as bullish as we once were. You've really got to be sensitive about what the prices are.
Right. So we just, this has been an interesting morning because traffic is having an effect on our show this morning. But the good news is your son Trevor just came into the studio. So good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning.
Trevor Odom is also, he is the vice president of Armada Advisors here in Pensacola. And again, manages the same portfolios and talking about they're at about $165, $175 million. Is that crazy? He's nodding his head, yes. So they do, like I said, specialize in traditional wealth management and retirement planning and 401ks. And before Armada, Trevor worked in Milan, Italy, as the head of U.S. investments for Divera Italia. Currently, he is an officer in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and a John Hopkins University graduate. So we've got your dad on the phone. We've got the son in the studio. This is kind of fun. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
You got to pull that mic right up to you, bud. There you go.
Good morning.
There he is. Okay, so we're talking this morning about favorite stocks. We were just discussing NVIDIA a little bit. Do you have a favorite stock, Trevor, going into this year? And we're already into March now. Is somebody looking good?
I'm a big NVIDIA fan, but I like my father. I'm a big believer in healthcare because we've seen sectors go down, the past 2 years. So I've been a big believer in a company called Humana Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the largest Medicare providers and also TRICARE. They're almost too big to fail. I mean, we saw the healthcare sector really start suffering last year after the CEO of United Healthcare that got assassinated.
Yes,
and a lot of people were selling out of healthcare. And I was looking at I'm sorry if I sound congested, my allergies are killing me.
Oh, you're okay.
But Humana Healthcare is one of the biggest and best healthcare companies, and they're trading at such a good value. And the only reason they dropped is because they went through a merger that failed. And so there's real they still have a huge amount of money. They're making huge amounts of money. And literally a merger failed, and that's why they've gone down, and the sector's pulled them down too.
Okay, this is exciting. Okay, Dad just got in the studio. So he made it in now as well. So thank you both for making that extra effort to get here this morning. Considering the traffic, it's never fun. And who knew Pensacola would suddenly have these traffic jams? I never imagined that when I first moved here.
But yeah, suddenly we have DC level traffic.
Yes,
sometimes.
But you're both here safe and sound. So we've been discussing a little bit about the market last year and what to look forward to this year. What are you seeing? You've mentioned already a few things that are trending, but it is March. There have been some changes in terms of legislation. We have a new administration. Are you seeing any impacts from the new administration at this point on investing and where you're headed in the future?
So I may have a little bit different opinion than my father, but I see a lot because I do a lot of risk analysis. That's what my degree was in. And I saw, especially in in the late with all these tariffs. You know, President Trump has threatened tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and pretty much
it's
every
country. It's definitely been the talk of the town. So what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think tariffs could be a good thing. You know, it's not fair for other countries to take advantage of the United States, and they should pay their fair share just like we pay their tariffs. But it's the American market is reacting to it in a negative way because there's still a big anti-Trump crowd out there, that especially in the market, that is pushing that market down. And so that is a lot of emotional reactions. The market, you know, it's been, we've had 23% years in the past few years lately, and past 2 years lately. And it's really be uncanny for a market to do another third year in a row of a 20% return. And it's already showing signs of a sell-off and cooling down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be really interesting to see what it goes. I think if the market does go up this year, it won't be a few percent. But I'm not thinking that there's going to be some huge recession that we that all these economists are suddenly talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be a massive drop. Now, if unless they go into Fort Knox and suddenly there's no gold there, then
yeah, all bets are off.
Yeah,
that
please
happens.
Not put that into the universe.
Oh my gosh.
Want that to happen. If you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Talking this morning with Trevor and Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. And if you're interested and have some questions, please text them in. And I actually have a comment this morning, if you're ready for a question from a listener. The question is, with all of the volatility in stocks like NVIDIA and, let's see, Palantir, is that correct?
Palantir, right.
Please. Is it smarter to put retirement savings in some sort of ETF to get exposure to this segment of the market?
I think that you have to look at the ETF, you know, how which ETF we're talking about. I mean, you know,
and ETFs, explain what that is, because some people may
sure,
not know.
Absolutely. An exchange traded fund is a fund, a basket of securities, in this case, individual stocks. And what they do is they will swap the stocks out of the exchange traded fund for other stocks in order to not have a capital gain until you sell the security. So in other words, you buy into the ETF with, let's say, $100,000, and you have so many shares of this ETF, exchange traded fund, and then all of a sudden, when you decide to sell, when it's, let's say, $150,000, so much time later, that's the only capital gain, hopefully, you pay, because they've done a good job internally by swapping the securities out mm-hmm. with other securities as the exchange traded fund changes its style or securities or whatever. So you have to look at exactly what kind of ETF we're talking about. Is it better to diversify? It is always good to diversify because you don't want all your eggs in one basket. So the answer is yes. But again, what are you in? You know, sometimes people think they're diversified by getting in all this ETF, and they realize that, you know, it might be a, what's the one that is this one leverage one that you're talking about?
QQQ. It's a
no, not leverage. One of those leverage ones.
It's no, TQQQ. It's triple QQQ, which is the triple NASDAQ. So if you have, like, say the NASDAQ goes up 1%,
mm-hmm.
your ETF will go up 3%. But if it goes down 1%, it goes down 3%. And so especially in, like, 2022, I had a few calls. I even myself have one, and it was just mind-blowing to see how much it actually could drop. And so that's why it's very – you have to be very aware of what you're getting into when you're investing.
Is that would you consider that to be volatile?
Yes.
The risk factor is huge on
okay.
that, something like that. So you just got to be wary of it, I think. But realize what, you know, look at what you're buying,
mm-hmm.
you know what you're buying. And that's the biggest thing. Some people don't realize that, you know, I had a client the other day, you open their portfolio, they're transferring their account over to Fidelity, which is the custodian we utilize. As a matter of fact, we learned recently we're the largest Fidelity Investments custodian. That's an RIA in Pensacola area, so which is
that's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
So anyway, but you know, she said, oh, it looks like a fairly good portfolio, and it really wasn't. I mean, she had a lot of risky things in the portfolio, and then she didn't realize what the deal was, and she was also it was a little more expensive than she thought, and it was like, oh wow, I didn't realize that. So you just again, it's what do you have? What do you want to accomplish, and how are you going to get there? One of the things you ask about when Trump's policies, what it could mean. Is you know we've got he's really on the bandwagon, which is I love it. He's trying to save money for all the taxpayers. You know, refining waste, fraud, use, you know, whatever, cut costs, and that's what you do when you in a debt situation. We all do. You know, we say, oh, what do I can do? Can I cut cost? And this in itself will have an adverse effect on like Bitcoiners and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that Bitcoin could see, you know, if the federal government gets its act together financially. This will mean the Bitcoin will be worth less, so to speak.
Interesting.
That would be interesting.
Thank you so much for sending that question. And if you've got a question for Wesley and Trevor Odom of Armada Advisors, just text it in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. So lots of questions lately, too, about AI. And so people are, a lot of people just trying to understand what it is to begin with. So, and then with it being introduced just a year ago, really, it came out in ChatGPT, I believe, came out January of 2024. So it's interesting now, what are the impacts that you're seeing from that? And how is that going to affect what you do?
Well, I think that, is it going to affect how we do business, I guess?
I mean, can I put into AI, tell me which stock to buy, and it's going to be able to give me a true answer?
We've already tried. Right? And they always say, talk to your financial professional about this.
There's people who track politicians, too.
That's what I'm saying to you. It's like, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it seems to me that it would be interesting how that may or may not affect stocks and investments.
I mean, I think AI is still very early. I mean, it's not like who was the actor? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Skynet's going to take over the world with robots.
Yes.
I mean, AI is still very early, but you can't not recognize it. It kind of reminds me, I mean, I wasn't alive really at the time, or I was, but I was a baby, but the technology bubble, the early 2000s. I mean, NVIDIA, that's the company everybody keeps mentioning because it was the first AI company. But prior, to 2022, when they came out with ChatGPT, we knew who they were, but really if you were a gamer or if you were buying a computer, like a graphics card, because they made a lot of famous graphics cards, and they still do, but there was nothing really there. And then suddenly they're like, hey, we have this new revolutionary product called ChatGPT, and it's all made with NVIDIA chips, and it's just taken off. And now all these other companies are starting to replicate it and try to duplicate with their own AI. And it's really going to be interesting to see if AI is going to be able to become more refined. Instead of, because you can still put in a query sometimes, and the AI is like, I really have no idea what, it's having problems. But then, I mean, my dad told this the other day to a client, it's like, if you think about it, the Americans, NVIDIA is an American company. You know, they innovated. The Chinese now duplicated with this DeepSeek AI.
Right, I heard about that.
Because I don't know why, but DeepSeek, they replicated, and now the Europeans are most likely going to regulate it to some form because the Europeans are the big regulators. I'm sorry for stealing your thunder, but that's a great line.
No. It's so true. It really is. You know, and also I think that if you just read what they do, they're coming out with a tremendous. Connections with all these big companies. A few days after Trump became president, he announced there was a big investment by SoftBank, I believe, and Oracle and another company, and to develop a U.S. kind of big AI kind of program. And who is the benefactor of that? Who's going to be doing the chips? NVIDIA. That's a tremendous, thing for our country. And I think that, the United States wants to be the lead on a lot of things. And it makes sense if you want to also have domestic industry grow. And so that's what we're trying to do, is foster that into the United States.
Well, if you just joined us on Pep Talk, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. And clearly, Wesley and Trevor Odom are experts on the market and with Armada Advisors. So what sets you apart from other financial advisors in the Pensacola area?
Well, we're not pie charts.
We don't
do the pie chart thing where you come in the door and say, we need a little bit of large cap value, a little bit of large cap growth, a little bit of small cap. No. It's about, going into the supermarket. You're not going to buy willy-nilly everything or you're going to a department store. You're going to look for the sales.
Right.
You design a portfolio that suits your needs, whether you be individual bonds, and we like individual bonds because you can get yields. You have to look in exactly what you're buying and what the risks are and know what the maturities level are. Maturities schedule is, and we design a portfolio. You will own individual stocks. You might own some mutual funds, but you're going to have a portfolio that's look a little different than the other guy next door, because not everyone's the same.
So it's individually tailored based on your client's needs and what affordability and what they can do.
Right, and it's done at an investment advisory basis. So you're not paying upfront commissions or back end fees and things like that. So basically, if you make more money, we make more. So it works out really. It's a win-win situation for both of us, and as a result, it's less expensive for our clients, and we end up benefiting because we make them money.
Where does the name Armada come from?
That's definitely my dad question.
Dad, where's the name? Because I'm curious. I meant to ask you this last time you were here.
Sure, it's real simple. You know, in times of old, people sometimes wanted to go out on their own little ship to find the new world or whatever.
Right.
And they never got heard of. Like, what happened to them? I don't know, man. They just disappeared. Maybe a whale ate them or whatever, or, you know, shipwreck or whatever.
Or fell off the flat earth.
Yeah, fell off the flat earth. That's right, exactly. But people came together in Armada because strength in numbers, you get from point A to point B.
Right.
And so that's what we want to do. We want to bring our colonies together into one flagship and all together. We're all in different ships, really, but we're heading to the same goal pretty much, you know, success. And some people say, well, what about the Spanish Armada? You know, well, believe it or not, most of the Spanish Armada actually made it back to Spain. Mm-hmm. There was only a few that actually got shipwrecked around the northern coast of Scotland and Ireland, and believe it or not, actually it was only because they scattered, they broke apart in individual units that they actually had problems. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Armada from Spain to Calais, France, which is where it was anchored, like 100% of those ships made it there.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
You know, it's better if you come together in a group.
So thus the name Armada.
Right.
I like that. That's a wonderful story. That's a great, and it really does exemplify who you are, what you represent, and taking good care of your clients.
Right. And of course, Spanish, it helps it traverse fluent in Spanish and in German.
Oh, so, yes. You know, that's true.
You can actually put it in the Spanish lingo if you need to. Armada.
Armada. Yeah. Okay. This is great. So 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for Armada Advisors this morning. What have we not talked about? We've got a few minutes left with the market, with what you're doing. Anything that you'd like to give, you know, some information to our listeners, things they should know?
You know, one of the biggest things I get asked all the time is, like, why should I start investing in a time of market volatility? Why should I, when there's so much uncertainty, I just want to keep my cash? Well, you know, I deal with a lot of what's called guardianships, and I manage people who are incapacitated, who have no life plans. They've never invested, and so they're living only on Social Security. They have no good quality of life. And the people that, you know, we manage, that we've made a lot of money, that are retired, like, we've had teachers that come in that invested a lot of money every month, and they're having a phenomenal retirement. And so, you know, it's not about, you know, a lot of people, like, I want to pull money in when it's high and put it back in when it's low. And you actually make less money unless you're a market genius all the time. But, you know, consistent investing makes consistent results, and you'll be thanking yourself over time when you have a retirement, when you're with your kids, with your grandkids, and you're not having to worry.
Is it ever too late to start?
Never.
Because I know sometimes when you're in your 20s, you're really not thinking about, you know, what's going to be happening when you're in your 60s. So how do you reach the younger folks? How do you encourage them to make this decision?
Think of it like a DoorDash. You know, your average person spends about $100 plus a month on DoorDash. Well, nowadays DoorDash is about, you know, for one takeaway from McDonald's, like $30 with the delivery fee. But if you put that same $100 at 25 years of age, instead of, say, I'm going to less my DoorDash and put $100 in the S&P 500. If you take about 8% returns until you're about 65, then you're going to look at between $190,000 to $300,000, depending on how the market does. Wouldn't you rather have that? Or would you rather have, oh, I spend $100 on DoorDash a month?
I'd rather have that. And I'd probably be thinner, too.
Exactly.
Less French fries.
That's right. You got to sacrifice a little bit for the future. Mm-hmm. It's not a tremendous sacrifice. We're not telling people to go out and, you know, let's be destitute for the future. No. And you're not telling your family, well, we're not going on the vacation because we got a plan for retirement for mom and me. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully not. I mean, gosh, you can plan different trips, but you don't have to do everything, you know, to the nines, you know.
Right.
You know, so anyway, just be realistic. And I think it really makes sense to just partner with a firm and advisors who are really going to look out for you. And it's about trust, really. You know, do I trust these guys to get me from point A to point B? And that's what I've been able to do for over 30 years. Trevor's been doing it for several years, too. And, you know, it's about finding real solutions and to problems that people have.
Okay, we have about a minute left. Tell me how they can get in touch with you. If someone wanted to come in for a consultation, they could do that?
Sure. Our number is 850-497-6167, 850-497-6167, or you can contact us online at www.armadaadvisors.com.
And on your website, is there some information about the different portfolios and stocks and things and trends? And
there's some, but you know, it's we'd rather have people contact us directly, because of what you see read online all the time is ever changing, and we have the most up to date information.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, a lot of the things you read online sometimes are actually developed by AI, all these reports from different companies.
We were talking about it. How much can you trust in that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're not written by humans. They're just programmed to say, you know, so-and-so stock went up so much percent. Does it really think this is going to continue? You know, and she has a little article about it. It's written by a programmer. And,
right.
You know, it's crazy.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. They made that extra effort to get in here this morning. I really, really appreciate it. Trevor Odom and Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. That website and phone number one more time.
850-497-6167 or www.armadaadvisors.com.